8 degrees on this Friday morning, the third day of February. There's a lot of news. There's a lot going on out there, and yet some things never change. The former mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, back in the news. And, his friend Bobby Ferguson and the former mayor are going to remain on supervised release and continue to pay restitution, a little here, a little there, after a federal judge denied their requests to end the supervision. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson, who's been along the mayor's route and story from the beginning, says the judge, in her ruling, took the former mayor to task. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. Both former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick and his friend Bobby Ferguson filed a motion to end their supervised release. A U.S. district judge has denied their motions. Kilpatrick was convicted of corruption crimes and sentenced to 28 years in prison. His sentence was commuted in 2021 by former President Donald Trump. Ferguson was sentenced to 21 years after being convicted of extortion during his time as a contractor in Detroit. He received a compassionate release a few months after Kilpatrick was released due to extraordinary and compelling reasons that warranted a reduction in his sentence. Both men were still required, though, to be under supervised release and pay restitution that they were originally sentenced to. Two men wanted a judge to end their supervised release so they could go on with their lives. But Judge Nancy Edmonds said no. In her order, Edmonds wrote that neither man has identified new or unforeseen circumstances that would warrant early termination of supervised release, and that for both men, by continuing defendants' supervised release, the court will ensure that the defendants will remain under supervision during continuing efforts to collect restitution owed in the case. Then Edmonds took former Mayor Kilpatrick to task, writing defendant's own recent statements to the media belie the assertion that he unequivocally accepts responsibility for his criminal conduct. She noted an appearance that the former mayor made on the Today Show, where she says the defendant admitted committing perjury and lying about his extramarital affair, but flatly denied committing the 24 crimes of which he was found guilty. Edmonds noted that Kilpatrick has paid about $5,000 to the city and still owes over $192,000 of restitution to the IRS. She noted in her order that Kilpatrick has a history of spending his money on lavish lifestyles rather than paying off his obligations. Ferguson said he followed his probation and served as a mentor to others since getting out of prison. Judge Edmonds says he still owes about $2.5 million to Detroit and is currently making payments of about $100 a month.
Paul W. Which sounds like he's paying more at $100 a month than the former mayor is paying on a regular basis.
Yeah, it appears.
Was he talking about when he said to the judge that he's paid off
$1.5 million?
Yeah, I've paid off $1.5 million in my debt. What's he talking about?
Well, you know, they took a lot of Bobby Ferguson's equipment and sold it. And the mayor says, well, you guys, you know, sold that equipment and got more than $1.5 million. So, you know, use that money to pay off that restitution. I've paid it off already.
You know, I can't help but feel sadness whenever I think of Kwame Kilpatrick, because he had so many skills that could have served him well if he just followed the law and didn't get greedy and have circumstances and situations allegedly that said, oh, yeah, you can have this contract, but you have to hire my dad. Well, what does your dad know about this business? Well, nothing, but you have to put him on the payroll. I mean, that's allegedly what some of the things that went on. Marie, you were covering that story.
Oh, absolutely.
Just like Lloyd was.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you talk about his potential. I'll never forget after he was convicted, interviewing Candace Miller, who said that she when he first arrived at the state legislature, remember he was a state rep.
Young state rep.
Yeah. So she said they had kind of a mixer for the new people coming in. And she said, we were all there. And in walks Kwame Kilpatrick. And he's just talking to everybody. And everybody's going, oh, who's that? Man, this guy's going places, because he was so intelligent and so friendly and so likable. And he had all these skills. And his presence, you know, he was a big guy. Here, this presence. And she said, and here we are today, and he's going to prison. And she was so sad about that. Here's someone, a Republican, talking about a Democrat because she could recognize his potential.
Well, I tell you, Lloyd and Marie, his potential was seen nationwide. Annie, you remember this? We had we were told we could have former President Bill Clinton on my show for what did they give us, 7 minutes?
Yes.
And he went on and on and on
for about an hour.
and then I said, Mr. President, your people are saying you really have to go, because they're yelling at Ann saying he's got to go. And I said, your people are saying you have got to go. And he goes, no, I'm Paul. I'm fine. Let's keep talking. So finally, it was going on 9 o'clock. And I had to say, well, Mr. President, we have to go now because my show is ending. And the next guy waiting to do his show doesn't really care about our conversation. He wants to do his show. So we were done, except he and I stayed on the phone for 45 minutes longer off the air. And one of the big questions, I'm not telling tales out of school now, one of the big questions was, Paul W., tell me what happened to Kwame Kilpatrick. Because they believed that there were national roles for him to play. They thought of him as a big part of the future for the Democrat Party across the country.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so I think of that every time something comes up with Kwame, and I go, why does this happen?
Lloyd, do you think he could ever change the trajectory of apparently where he's going with this and maybe make some kind of comeback if he ever got on the right path? Do you think people are willing to ever give him the benefit of the doubt ever again?
I think a lot of Detroiters may have, but, you know, he has said that he's done with politics. He's not doing that. He'll never go back into that again. He doesn't want to be. And he said the only thing he ever wanted to be was the mayor since he was 10 years old. And he says he doesn't want to do anything else.
I believe, I don't know now, but there was a time I believed if he ran for office again, he'd win in a second in the city of Detroit, a la Marion Barry in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Both criminals and both very much electable by their people. So in their city.
In their cities, yeah. And I just remember the mayor doing the show with me. As the mayor, we would do the show, I believe, like 4 times a year, every 3 months. And he would come in and he would just be excited. And he'd love to take the calls. And, you know, a lot of the calls did not, you know, we had some calls from Detroit, but most of the calls came from the suburban area. He loved it, took him, and he just loved it. And he just tell me, Lloyd, I just love this, you know.
He has great talent, and we've seen it before. People who have such great talent, and we say, you know, if they just played by the rules.
By the rules, right.
They would have had a fabulous career, fabulous life, fabulous career. But sometimes people can't do that. Don't understand it. Don't
very
get it.
Very sad. You're
it
right,
is.
Paul. It's very
it is sad.
Sad.
It's sad. All righty. And we wish him well, but it's going to be hard to build back that trust that many of us hoped meant that he really was a good guy and not the guy that we kept learning about.
Absolutely.
Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst, alongside Marie Osborne, as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show, Friday morning edition. We've got Steve Courtney standing by, our WJR sports analyst, with lots to talk about. Stay with us.